Thank you, sir. Just a moment for the president.
Thank you. Hello, Dave.
Mr. President. I had to call you.
Well, you were just so wonderful, and I'm mighty proud of you. I'm sorry that we're not going to make that senator up there in Pennsylvania, but I guess either one of them's pretty good for you, isn't he?
Well, oh, yes. Scott's not bad. Genevieve still has a chance, but I think it's very slim. It looks like Young is back in, though.
Well, I hope so. We lost in Delaware.
Oh, my God. I was happy for a while last night.
Well, we just ought to work harder, damn it. We didn't get to it later. Some of your boys got in trouble down in Houston throwing a little oil of mustard or some itching salts on some Goldwater kids that always mess up these rallies. And they say they want them to lose their officials as union officials, steel workers. I want you to look into it and try to procrastinate on it and don't be hard on them because the only real union in this country that was there all the time, all the way, under all circumstances, and got the job done, even if they did have to go through tackle once in a while and knock down a barn with steel workers. So you see it, those boys get some protection down there, and don't let them get too rough with them.
I'll take care of that right away. I just had to call you and congratulate you and give my love to Lady Bird, and gee whiz, I hope to see her real soon.
She's here, and she's thinking of you. But there were 6-7 of the steel workers, some of them was the head of the union, local, that got in a little fight before I even got there, because this state's a bunch of fascists, and they spit on us, and they cuss us. These steel worker boys decided that they weren't going to take it this time, that they weren't going to have any women knocked down, and these kids came out there, and so they put a little oil of mustard or smelling salts or something on them, and they've been... The headline this morning is, "Political Melee May Cost LBJ Fan His Union Job." I don't even know the boy, but...
We'll take care of it.
Let me give you his name. Claude Baldry, B-A-L-D-R-E-E. Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E.
Claude.
B-A-L-D-R-E-E.
Claude, B-A-L-D-R-E-E.
Of Liberty, President of Steelworkers Local 2708.
President of Steelworkers Local 2708.
A former crane operator will be asked to resign his full-time presidency because his acts reflected badly on the union and did not represent the union attitude, said Carl Thurman, a machinist at Sheffield. Thurman said a petition asking Baldry's resignation is now being circulated in Sheffield. A large number of union members have indicated they're going to support the movement. They were very upset. Thurman said the resignation for Baldry's resignation, the demand will be made in 10 days. Baldry's been president for six months. He served two previous terms. He and his brother and five others were arrested at Sam Houston High School. Five teenage boys filed charges against them. Several other youngsters complained the men squirted them with the oil and a burning effect on the skin, or sprinkled them with camphor powder. Police, who quietly moved in to weed the seven adults out, seized two plastic squirt bottles of oil of mustard and two salt shakers. The seven wore LBJ buttons or Kerry Johnson signs. Six men were charged with aggravated assault. They denied the charges. So forth. Now, Ed Ball and Chris Dixie, I think, represent you.
Yeah, Chris Dixie's our lawyer. There.
Well, you talk to him. Don't tell him I called you, because I don't want to get it on that level, and I don't want him to think. But I don't want anybody hurt. And if this hurts him to take him out, well, you tell him that you don't approve of any improper action, but you'll consider it, and you'll take time, and then let it blow over, and it'll get out of the way. And there's been a lot of times. I remember one time when Bobby Kennedy was after you. Sometimes we have to stand up and protect our friends, and I did then. I told them they couldn't do that and get by with it, and we can't let them do this and get by with it, because these boys were just carrying out your what they thought you wanted done, was to try to keep me and Lady Bird safe and keep from being spit on in their home state.
I will take care of it.
You look into it and give your sweet wife my love. Lady Bird won't say hello to you, Dave.
Oh, thanks.
Dave.
Hi, Miss Johnson. I like to call you Lady Bird. Oh, I used your name in vain up in Chicago. I said I kissed you goodnight.
I'll be glad to have that happen anytime. And listen, I want to tell you that I saw your footsteps in many, many towns at rallies, people with placards, and people coming up and identifying themselves, and it was an ever-present group of friends, and we are mighty, mighty thankful.
Thank you, sweetie, and it's wonderful, and you did a great job, and make the boss get a little rest.
We're going to. That's what we're going to spend the next 3 days doing.
Yeah, get some sleep and some rest.
That's what we'll do.
Remember, we love you. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.